Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Funky Banjoko. I think I'm known more as a counselor for Fort McMurray and regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. But of recent, I have a new thing going on. I joined Community Futures, and I'm pretty proud and happy about that. Okay. As Community Services Officer, Community Futures, Wood Buffalo. So, that's well awesome. Aligned with my regular life as a counselor, so I love it.
Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
A lot of fun. So there's an event coming up for you guys.
Yes.
So what's that about?
Oh, so it's Business Innovation Showcase. And this is about different businesses coming forward with innovations in their space, in their field. Say, for instance, transportation, anything new that is being introduced, we're expecting the likes of Diversified and any player in that space. And let's say for medical field. So we have put together different businesses to represent this different major sectors. So we're hoping that they'll be able to share the innovations, as we all know that things are changing rapidly from the way we used to do things even 2 years ago. And there a lot of things are changing, and we want to be up to speed in this region. So we thought it necessary to bring these businesses together. So it's Business Innovation Showcase, and that will be at Quality Inn Hotel on October 23rd, 2024. And our keynote speaker, guess who, is Mayor Sandy Bowman.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, yeah, so we're looking forward to that. I am looking forward to that.
Nice.
Yes.
So in regards to the day itself, you have Sandy as a speaker, and you have different companies from different sectors coming.
Yes.
So is this something where people, audience members, will come and sit and listen, or is there interactive components? Like, what does the day look like for somebody who would be attending?
The big thing for us is networking. So we want to have make it a very highly interactive space for everyone. Having said that, it will be an open mic. So each of those businesses will be able to get like 5 minutes to talk about what's new, the efficiencies, new technologies, new things that we need to learn about.
Okay.
And the audience will have the chance to ask questions. So it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. That is going to be a good time. So is there a cost to this for people at home?
Yeah, so it's for each business that is taking a booth, we are giving two complimentary tickets for lunch.
Okay.
The lunch itself is $49, so it's pretty affordable. And then others are also encouraged to buy tickets, and even the businesses that we've given two tickets, maybe there are four people are coming, then they can get two extra tickets. And if anyone is motivated to buy tickets. We are hoping to have some Kiano students, some new immigrants, and different kinds of people in the room, and people can feel free to also buy tickets. And there's a link where people can go and purchase these tickets on our website.
There we go. Very cool.
Yes.
So how long have you been collaborating now with this new organization?
Okay, so I started, I believe, almost 2 months.
Okay.
Getting close to 2 months. I believe my first day was August 14th, thereabout.
Mm-hmm.
So, so it's been almost 8 weeks and going on well.
Yeah.
Close to City Hall. Can't ask for more. It's really good for what I'm doing at the moment. It makes it all come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. No doubt. Because you definitely would be able to connect businesses with this organization just based on all the networking you do personally for your council position.
Yes. And as a citizen, as a person, I believe, well connected with a lot of people, I'll be able to hopefully provide more support.
Yeah.
And it's all about community for me now. So so it makes it really come together, well aligned. And so I think it's a good fit.
Yeah, for, no doubt.
For my vision for this region. It's so well aligned.
Yeah.
It's well aligned. Yeah.
So last time you were in here, you were talking about transportation.
Yes.
Give me an update on transportation, because I'm teaching some courses at Kiano, and I see the buses, and I hand out bus passes to some of my students.
Yeah.
And so I ask them about it, and I brought you up in regards to, hey, you know, there's a counselor that is passionate about this topic.
Yes.
And I've heard good reviews from the students.
You.
So I'd like to hear like what you have to say about the program from the municipality side.
Yeah, so we brought in all these lots of international students, people who have never experienced winter and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from that, it's not a very easy thing to study at Kiano, I find. You really have to study, you have to be on top of things. So we've been able to work out a shuttle, almost like direct to Kiano.
Okay.
Like Kiano Connect, straight from Timberley, and I believe one also from Thickwood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there the first day to be on the bus to say shout out to the students.
Yeah.
And I do have one or two students at every given time in the past, like a year or two.
Yeah.
And so I know they get on this bus and they like it.
Mm-hmm.
It saves them time. So the shuttle takes off from the main terminal at Timberley and then go straight to Kiano.
Mm.
And also it's extended hours now. In the past, not only about Kiano, but workers at Walmart, Canadian Tires and all that, the buses used to stop, I believe, at about 8.
Okay.
Now it's at 10 or a few minutes after 10 for the students to come at the last classes.
Mm.
So I think it's working out well. Also, we've been able to do something for the students that live in Abasand.
Mm.
Yeah, thanks to our very good people in our administration at RMWB. They've been able to listen to suggestions. And trust me, I brought quite a number of suggestions, and when students talk to me, I just, you know, submit them and work with them. And it's been, I think it's just an example of how leaders listen and try to help residents. So
yeah,
I'm pretty happy with what's going on. It's not perfect. We'll keep working at things, and I'm sure that things will evolve, other suggestions will come, but it's much better now from what I get.
Yeah.
Yes.
All my students are on time.
Oh, awesome.
So that's how I know.
Nice.
Yeah, I used to catch the bus, and like when I was growing up here,
okay,
a long, long time ago, and it took a long time to get to different places.
Yes.
So when I had some students saying they were living in Timberley and they were bussing in, just like, my head went right away, like, you ain't showing up on time.
Yeah.
But all the students showed up on time. So then I started asking them questions about their experience. And based on the last time you were here, I know that's one of the things from the get-go. You said, hey, this is one of the things
counselor.
I want. Yeah. And like, that's really cool. Because a lot of times when people run for council, they have their initiatives and their passions.
Yes.
And you're not always able to see what the end product or see the needle move.
Yeah.
But this for you was one thing you were passionate about.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it.
So my experience as an oil sands worker, I think it has paid off in that you have what you are set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have your goals. You go and check every quarter to see how am I doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing the same for myself. And I have a daughter who is on my neck, who is at my tail checking and saying, Mom, what's happening with this? And apart from that, I have people in the community that I engage from time to time.
Right.
Like call someone like yourself and say, hey, what do you think?
Yeah.
And that has really helped me to keep track. And I would like to have seen more done, but I keep track and I check myself because I want to be able to say, at the end of the 4 years, I did this, I did that. I couldn't finish with this, but I'm here now.
Mm-hmm.
So I give myself, I check to see, how am I doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you never know.
There you go.
And sometimes you think you are doing great. If you don't hear from other people, you don't know exactly how you're doing.
Yeah.
So I try to ask people who can tell me point blank, you haven't really done much about this.
And
things like that.
That's
good.
So
I do that.
So when I knew you were coming today, I had a question in mind right away that I knew I had to ask you.
Okay.
Gala season is shortly approaching.
Oh, yes.
And you are somebody who always looks beautiful. You put a lot of time and effort into your appearance.
Thank you. It's well noticed.
Every time I see you, I'm just like, man, Funky knows how to dress.
Oh, thank you. I'm feeling cool now.
So coming up to gala season, how are you? Are you looking? Are you shopping? How are you putting together your outfits for this upcoming season?
So I always actually get ready way ahead of time. for instance, Dancing with the Stars, United Ways, I know it's red, so I have something for that. Mm. So I always plan a little bit into outfits, like you said. So I get ready way ahead of time, and then on the day of, I have like two or three things and then decide.
Okay.
So
your outfits are lined up for gala season already.
I think you've
got a few options.
I think I'm ready. Yeah, but because we also stay in Fort McMurray and we have to do our shopping ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more stores here for where we can buy our clothes. We haven't got there yet. We're hoping for the opening of the Parsons Creek shopping arena, and hopefully the likes of Laura Winners and all that can come gradually. But so whenever I have the opportunity, I do my shopping way ahead of time.
There we go. I love it.
Yes.
Well, Funky, we are out of time, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Ooh.
Have fun.
Thank you, and thank you all for watching. So today, I was hoping you would ask me why I'm wearing the pink ribbon.
Okay.
And that's for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October is my birth month, so it's very special. But so many things going on, so I'm wearing pink. I don't know if it shows as pink on the camera. It better be. And then today is the honoring and remembrance of missing, murdered Indigenous women and girls.
Okay.
So today is I'm pretty ready to give a shout out to the sisters out there. So today is all about the sisters, whether those who are dealing with breast cancer or those who are dealing with memories of lost loved ones. And my message is enough. No more missing sisters. That's just enough. And thank you again for watching. I love doing what I do daily. And I encourage you to check out our website, Community Futures Wood Buffalo, and be a part of the business innovation showcase on October 23rd. And we are looking forward to seeing you. And I I suspect you'll be there.
I will be there. Yeah, I will be there. I think I'm emceeing. I'm not 100% sure yet. But anyways, that was a great shout out. Thank you, Funky.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.